Greece is expected to ask for more time in order to pay back its loans because it says that due to the two elections that it had this year and a number of other reasons, such as the fact that recession seems to be going faster than expected, the Greece has not been able to meet its financial promises, its pledges to its creditors, and as a result, what it needs is more time to get its economy back on track in order to meet its lenders' requirements. This is what Mr. Samaras is expected to try and ask Mr. Juncker during a meeting that they will hold today. It will not be a formal request, but simply he will put the idea on the table, while at the same time he will try and convince Mr. Juncker that Greece is determined to stick to its lenders' requirements despite the delays in implementing certain measures. He has already told the German newspaper Bild that Greece needs more breathing space to implement structural reforms, and he will now start this charm offensive tour, if you like, with a meeting with Mr. Juncker. He will also meet with Angela Merkel on Friday and François Hollande on Saturday to try and convince them that Greece can stick to its austerity plan and as a result qualify in order to get the next tranche of its bailout loan.
Do more people in Greece think that they'll eventually be kicked out of the Eurozone? I mean, do they have any confidence that they'll stay?
Well, what is happening in Greece is that most people see that the measures that have been implemented so far haven't really been very successful. As a result, they're wondering if what is taking place, the actual packages are what is the most effective way to get Greece out of the financial crisis. There's a lot of concern about that. It's been something that's been talked about for years because the numbers are just simply not adding up. Of course, what most Greeks want is to stay in the Eurozone. They realize that otherwise Greece would be in an extremely difficult position. It's what most of their leading politicians seem to want as well. But, of course, Greece is in a tight position, and it's very difficult to predict the future at this point.